It's good. It's good to have everybody back working. You know what I mean? It's obviously nice to have Vaughn back. I got Champ back last week, and you know, Robert and Woody being able to join us in practice. So it's good.
So how does it change when you're sitting in the meeting rooms and all of a sudden you know that you're going to have the guys that you always anticipated to be there?
Well, I mean, the approach doesn't really change in terms of trying to understand what they do and what we want to do, and then teaching and coaching and preparing the guys that are going to play. The difference is, you know, who's going to do it and what their capabilities are and how they mesh together and all of that. So, I mean, the work, you know, we still, it doesn't matter who's playing, we're still going to work the same kind of schedule and go through the same kind of grind. But obviously, you know, when you have your better players out there, you expect to play even better. And as far as defense, I feel like, you know, we've got a good group of guys and we're going to be better as we go through the year, you know. And some of the places where we're not playing as well right now, I feel very confident we'll continue to grow and play good defense as we go down the road here.
How do you feel about the weight that Vaughn is gaining, kind of his new body?
I don't spend too much time worrying about that. We have strength and conditioning people that are in charge of that, and I just kind of tend to my own business on the defensive side. Yeah, I mean, as long as he do the things we want him to do, I'm all for it.
What concerns you most about this Colts offense?
Well, a lot of different things. I mean, it's a good group. I think they've got a really good power running game that you need to be able to stop. I think they've got some really talented skill people that can do some things in space. They've got speed to beat you over the top. They've got, you know, one of the great wide receivers in Reggie Wayne over the last decade. He's been tremendously explosive and productive in each of the last 12 or 13 years, whatever it is. And so I have a lot of respect for him. And they've got other guys that are very capable. So, you know, power run game, good young quarterback, talent outside. It's a good group.
How advanced is
Luck? He's a good player. He's a good player, you know. He's done some good things. He's not perfect. Nobody is. Yeah. But other than you, Jeff, yeah. he's a good football player, you know. Kind of appreciate the way he conducts himself. I feel like, you know, he's a team guy that, you know, works hard and tries to be that good teammate. And that's, from a distance anyway, that's something that you appreciate.
What's the key to accounting for his mobility and the way they use the rolling pocket and rolling around?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you have a quarterback with mobility, obviously you want to make sure that you have a plan to, you know, keep him corralled, not let him get too comfortable, but still make sure that if he does decide to run that you have a way to get him down. And so, you know, we've got different things that we'll look at and hopefully execute well and help slow him down. He's not a guy that looks to run. He looks to throw, but he's very capable if he wants to run. He's got good wheels, and he's a fairly tough guy from what it appears on film.